Welcome to the Immigrant Stories program. I'm your host, Walter Gallagher, and my interview today is with Penny Pappas. Penny was born in 1922 to Greek immigrant parents who were busy making a life with her and her sister when the unthinkable happened.
I was born in Denver, and at that time, and I lived with my father. My mother passed away when I was 7 years old. And I lived with my sister, who was younger, me, a couple years younger than me. I lived with her and my dad for the rest of my life until I married. And in the summer, he would send us to either Chicago to relatives or either to San Francisco to relatives. We would alter so that he would have us with someone in the summer when we weren't in school. In the winter, when we were in school, he had us in our own home, and he would prepare for meals for us to take to school. But he would also have women coming in and staying and taking care of us when he was working. And he worked from 6 o'clock in the morning to 2 o'clock midnight, past midnight. He had a delicatessen.
Yeah, I bet he was busy, huh? Oh, he had to do the food business.
Oh, he had a fabulous food business. The women from the telephone company, the women from the public service building, those big buildings were around him, they would just pile in this place for lunch, and they would take home potato salad and macaroni salad for their suppers and stuff. My dad was a good cook.
What was he like as a person?
My dad?
Yeah.
He was, two and three of my friends called him an angel, but he was a very kind man, very kind, and he never thought bad of anyone.
Do you have memories of your mother? You lost her when you were seven.
I have no memories of her at all. It's sad, but I don't.
Did your dad ever remarry?
Never. No. Never thought of it. He was taken to court by one of the women that he had taking care of us and said that she should keep us as her children, adopt us because he wasn't a good father. And the judge really pounded her out fast when he had heard some of the other comments.
So that must have been really difficult for your father to be a single parent and take care of you and run a major business.
It was very difficult, very difficult. He tried to have so many different women living with us or caring for us, and it was just hard finding the right one. And the one woman that we had, Mrs. Sheeman, was great for us in the wintertime because we were in school, and she didn't have to worry about us during the day. But in the summertime, she was too old to really have us on her hands all day. So in the summer, we would go to her daughter and son-in-law. They had a farm out, and we would stay there with them in the summer, and then she would take us back home in the winter when we had to go to school.
Who did you stay with when you went to San Francisco?
My dad's cousin. And when we went to Chicago, we stayed with my mother's sister. So each summer it was a different feeling, a different place. But it was nice. But we missed my dad. It was funny because he was not home that much. He was in the delicatessen so much. He had a balcony in the delicatessen, and he had his desk up there where he did all his book work and everything. And so he would put us up there. When he didn't have anyone to care for us, he would set us up there and close the trap door so we wouldn't be going up and down the stairs. And we would sit there and work on his desk or, you know, just play up there on the balcony. And that was his life.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Immigrant Stories program. My guest today is Penny Pappas. Penny is describing life after the death of her mother. Penny was seven when she lost her. So did you remember that as a difficult time for you? I mean, not having your father really, been sort of growing up by yourself in a way.
In a way, but my father was, I can't explain him. He was, well, I have a friend that said he was sent by God. That's a funny thing to say. I kind of feel funny saying it. But every time I talk to her, she lives in Salt Lake, and she says, your dad was sent by God, she said. Her brothers worked the bar, were bartenders at the, my dad hired them. He didn't have to because he had, but they needed money to go to school. Well, one wanted to go to School of Mines, and he made it to the School of Mines. And the other one wanted to do something in San Francisco, and he did it. So he was that way.
What year were you born?
1922.
So you were just a kid during the Depression then?
Oh, yeah. But we never really felt it. We never realized. I don't know. Dad had us so comfortable. I mean, having women for us and having and feeding us. I mean, he was so good about it all that we didn't have, you know, that much problem with the Depression. In fact, I don't think my sister and I even knew there was a Depression.
So what about the war? Do you have memories of the war when it hit, World War II?
Oh, yes. Oh, my husband was flight engineer, took care of the planes in England, and he didn't know Dean until he came. Dean was 2 years old when he first met him.
Your son, Dean?
Mm-hmm. My husband, DK, was still in England at that time.
How did you meet him?
Well, the Greek community is quite, do you call it cloistered? My in-laws were at my baptism. Now, in the Greek Orthodox Church, we baptize infants. So my in-laws knew me as an infant because they came to my baptism.
So the Greeks, you said, had an enclave of neighborhoods where they lived and took care of one another. Was there prejudice towards Greeks back then, or was
it? Oh, yes. Yes, there was.
What was that about?
That was the Ku Klux Klan. They started a commotion, terrible time with them.
They had problems with Greeks. Why? What was the?
They foreigners.
Uh huh.
They accused us of all of being foreigners. And
did you experience prejudice as a kid in school?
No, except one. One neighbor we had across the street from us was a Christian Zionist. And so she didn't want her daughter to be around us because we were foreigners. And so Florence would walk on one side of the street and I'd walk on one other side of the street. And after we got past where her mother could see, then we crossed the street and went together the rest of the way.
So she wanted to be your friend.
We're still friends. We're still friends.
did the prejudice, the Ku Klux Klan, did they have marches and?
Yes.
Did you witness any of that?
No, I didn't. I was too young for that.
What? So you were, that was in the 20s, right?
That was in the 20s.
Yeah. Shortly after
Mm-hmm.
You were born.
Yeah.
When the Klan was active.
Yeah.
What were your parents' stories? Did they tell you stories about that time?
They didn't tell us so many stories about that time. What they talked about to us a lot was about their parents and their relatives in Greece that they left behind in Greece.
Tell me stories about that.
My dad's name was Bill, William, or Basil, or Vasily in Greek.
Vasily.
And my dad first came to state in the South, and then somehow or other he was told that there was a place in the U.S. that was reminded them of Tripoli, of my dad's home in Greece, because it's mountainous and because it looks just like you're in Tripoli. And so my dad said, oh, that's for me. You know, he missed his home so bad. So he ended up in Fort Collins, and he ended up cooking for the men who were putting in the railroad. So he cooked for them for a long time.
Well, how you said he was 10 when he came?
Mm-hmm.
By himself?
By himself. All this he did, I'll show you the picture. All he did was just all his own.
Wow. So even as a kid, he was cooking.
He was cooking, even as a kid.
So your dad came by himself. Did he come with a brother or?
No, but he brought a brother with him to him later after.
So he came over. He was the first in his family to come.
Mm-hmm.
And then he sent a brother.
Uh-huh. But no other. And he had two brothers. One ended up in San Francisco with having a fruit market outside of, in a place in San Francisco. He was adorable. I don't know if it was just because my father grew up in Greece or because he came here so young and learned things that he turned out to be a good father of the best and to be a good provider. I don't know how he learned all that from 10 years old up. To me, it was amazing.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to the Immigrant Stories program. I'm your host, Walter Gallagher, and my interview today is with Penny Pappas. Penny is talking about life with her father after the death of her mother. So you grew up in the Greek tradition, practicing the Greek traditions. And
Oh, everything. I played the organ for the church, for the choir. I went to Greek school. Mm-hmm. And we kept up with the Greek very solid, I think.
So did you cook a lot of Greek food? Do you still?
My dad cooked. Oh, yeah. Fabulous cook. My dad was a fabulous cook. And I can't now.
Right.
But up until I lost part of my eyesight and got to where I can't walk and where I am now, I don't cook as much now.
Right.
But my dad, I remember a lot of my dad's recipes, so.
What was your dad's, the name of your dad's delicatessen?
The Royal Del. He was on 15th and Stout. On one corner was Carson Crockery, and on the other block and corner was the Public Service Company. You know, it had all the lights on the outside. And then the telephone company was right around from the public service. And then there was the railroad offices were around there. And so Dad had lots of women who liked his cooking and that would come and take home a lot of stuff
that he
prepared and stuff. So.
That's a great spot. I mean, you're right downtown.
Yeah, you're right downtown is right. And then there used to be Davis Furniture Company. There was Carson Crockery. There was a lot of going on down there.
So when did you meet, is it DK?
DK.
When did you meet?
Well, I say he was at my baptism. I mean, he was carried. We grew up together in the church, in the choir, in going to Greek school. And we just grew up together, and we were just, it just happened. I don't know how else.
Did you live in the same neighborhood? You lived in?
He lived on 24th and Race, and we lived on 6th and Corona. It was quite a ways. But we would see each other in Greek school, and we would see each other at church. And there were Greek parties, Greek functions that his parents would take their children to, and my dad would take my sister and I to.
How old were you when you got married?
20 or 21. He went overseas after we were married, and I was pregnant and didn't know anything about pregnancy. I was in San Francisco because he left from California for England, and then I went to San Francisco to be with my aunt and uncle until I went home. And, of course, my aunt knew the things that was wrong with me, but I didn't know. And I was scared, and I thought, Aunt Dina, I've got to go home. I don't really feel good, you know. And so she knew what it was and sent me to her doctor. And then he told me that, young lady, you're going to be a mother. So then Aunt Dina thought it was best that she put me on a train for Denver. and get to a doctor there right away so I would be, and that's what I did.
You grew up without a mother, so you didn't really have anybody to tell you about those sort of things,
no.
Right?
No. And I went, and I discovered the finest doctor and man in the world, Dr. Auer. And he helped me through so much. You have no idea how much he helped. I don't think people realize how some girls and young girls can be frightened and can be, you know, not knowing what's going on and things. And he was great.
Well, and you were a young woman at a time when they didn't talk much about pregnancy. In fact,
they didn't.
You didn't, it wasn't a public conversation, right? It was almost shameful in a way.
Mm-hmm. No, you didn't bring it up in a crowd or in a group or in any way.
Isn't that interesting? It was...
The changes as they came were very interesting, yes.
Was it a difficult birth?
I had. I had a bad time.
And you did that by yourself?
No, my sister... came home, her husband was stationed in Fort Lauderdale, and she came home from there to help me and be with me the last month of my pregnancy. And Dr. Auer was, as I say, was my God saver. He was wonderful. And with him, I managed very well, although I did have problems and had to be returned back to the hospital, but it wasn't bad.
Why was he so good? What was it about him?
Dr. Auer, because he was careful and he was so conscious and he was just a kind person. I mean, he didn't treat you as you were just a patient and forget it. I don't see. He treated you as you were maybe a part of his family or something. He was just very good.
So you had your baby Dean, and then how long did you have to take care of Dean before your husband came back from the war?
Dean was 2 years old when his father met him.
So you didn't see your husband for 2 years?
Yeah, 2.5 years.
And how did you get by during that time?
My father. If it hadn't been for my father, I don't know what we would have done.
Yeah, it sounds like he was quite a guy.
Oh, he was. My father was quite a guy.
What are your favorite memories of him?
On Thanksgiving, he would take us to one of the nicest restaurants in Denver so that we wouldn't be left out of the holidays. He wanted us to enjoy the Greek holidays as well as the holidays of where we lived. And he would take us to the Navarre restaurant in Denver. He would do that for holidays for us. Otherwise, he would cook at home, and he'd have some of his friends. We had a sad life and a fun life, both. I mean, it was, we found the right kind. Dad just knew the right kind of friends. We did just great.
What was the saddest part for you?
I think the saddest part for me was when I went to school and people and the kids around me would say their mothers did this and their mothers did that and their mothers came to pick them up and their mothers made this kind of a breakfast or their mother, and I couldn't fit in that conversation.
Yeah, so you missed your mother most of your childhood, probably into your adulthood.
Since 7 years old, yeah.
Yeah. A lot of the things that you would have learned from her.
A lot of things.
You had to learn on your own.
Well, no, my father taught me a lot. He was great on the Greek cooking. He wanted me to learn and things like that. He was great. And he was kind about it. He wasn't this forceful kind that...
Who did you look to for the feminine side of yourself? Who was your role model?
I didn't have one at home. I didn't have one until I was about to get married, until I was going to get married. And my mother's sister came from Chicago to be at the wedding. Huh. And so she counseled me at the day of the wedding, just before the wedding, as I was getting dressed. And she was telling me things that, oh, girls don't do this, and you to be careful for this and do that. And she was trying real hard to to be a mother, to
give
me
the talk.
Yeah. She did a nice job. Everything turned out well.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Immigrant Stories program. I'm your host, Walter Gallagher, and my interview today is with Penny Pappas. Penny is describing her life without her mother and how that experience shaped her and her relationship with her family.
Was it a good life with DK?
Yes, it was a good life.
How many
he was very gentle, and he was... I would have liked one more child, but he wouldn't. He said, I don't get home from the restaurant. I work 12 hours a day. He says, I don't know the children we have. He said, we have enough. Three children are enough. He said so.
So you had Dean and Kathy and
Ernie. And I thought the next one would be a daughter, because boy, girl, boy. And I said, oh, I want another daughter so bad. No.
So when he came back from the war, he went to work where?
At my dad's Royal Deli.
Well, yeah, as you can attest, the food business takes hours and hours, and there's a lot of hard work.
Oh, boy. And the bar business, too, because they had the bar. And so it was difficult. They had to stay open till 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, man.
So my brother-in-law, my sister's husband, would take one long week, and then my husband would take the next long week, and they would transfer.
Did you have brothers?
No.
Just you? It was just you and your sister?
Just me and my sister. Mm-hmm.
Who did you go to stay with when you were in Chicago?
My mother's sister. And she had three daughters and a son. Huh. And we got along just beautifully. And my mother's brother had a son, and he had a grocery store in South Chicago.
Did you look forward to those summers to be away?
We kind of did, because we were a little lonely. And Dad tried to keep us happy while we were here in Denver, while we didn't have anybody. I mean, anybody that was very close to us. So it was nice.
That was a difficult part of growing up, though.
Yeah, it was a difficult part. Because one summer we'd be in San Francisco, and the other summer we'd be in Chicago. One summer we'd be with cousins of my dad's, and the other summer we'd be with my mother's relatives.
But you had family that really did sort of...
help my dad.
Take care of you.
A little bit, yeah. In the summer more than in the winter. In the winter, Dad had hired women who would stay with us and take care of our laundry and our clothes and going to school clean and things like that that were not very easy for a man to do alone.
Were they usually pretty good to you, the women that came in?
Oh, very good, very good. One lady that my dad had trouble with, she would have card games, and they would be smoking, and he would have fits. My dad smoked a cigar, but he never, never brought the cigar in the house.
I don't imagine you got much attention when she was playing cards with her friends, did
No, we'd be in bed, and I don't know if she even knew that we were asleep or awake or what. No.
Yeah, so he'd walk in and smell the smoke. And know.
And then, he knew it all the time. he knew it all the time.
Yeah, that must have been a lonely thing for him. I mean, he had his business, which he put himself in, but to have lost your mom so early.
Yeah. He would cry out her name in his sleep. Our bedroom, the wall separated my bedroom from my dad's bedroom. And you could hear him at night, Katina. Her name was Catherine. And in Greek, shortened it, Katina.
Katina.
And you'd hear him at night, Katina. So it was a little sad.
That sounds like more than a little sad. That sounds like it was really sad for you to know that your father was in pain.
And
you were in your own way. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very...
So looking back on your life, has it been a good one? Do you feel...
Oh, I'm thankful for many things. I cannot say that everything was downpour. It wasn't. I mean, it was... There was a lot of sadness. There was a lot of happiness. So I can't say that... No, I can't say that it was all bad or sad or loneliness. It was... Part of it was that, a little bit of it, but the good part, I think, overpowered some of the sad part. Huh.
So how do you think that not having a mother shaped you as a mother?
Oh, that's... I think I feel so sorry for all women that have to grow up without mothers, because you don't know. You have no idea how a mother feels or what a mother does. It's something you fall into without really knowing exactly where you're going until you get there.
That was Penny Pappas. Penny and her husband, DK, retired and moved to Carbondale in 1987. In 2015, they celebrated 72 years of marriage. DK died later that year. Penny still lives in her home with the help of her children. Thanks for listening.